This is an executive summary of the perpetual interest rule. When oil and gas qualifies as real property, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. If there's one principle that governs whether an oil and gas interest can be exchanged under Section 1031, it's this: duration decides everything. The tax law doesn't ask whether the asset is oil, gas, or coal, it asks whether the interest is a continuing, perpetual interest in real property, one that lasts for the life of the reserve, or a finite, time-limited right that looks more like a contract or a loan. A perpetual interest is real property and qualifies. A finite interest may be recharacterized as personal property or debt and fail. This perpetual interest rule is the lens through which every oil and gas exchange question should be viewed, and understanding it lets an owner predict, before consulting counsel, which side of the line their interest is likely to fall on. This guide explains the rule, how different interests convey or fail it, the authority behind it, and the warning signs of a non-qualifying interest. This duration principle underpins the entire framework laid out in our pillar guide on 1031 exchanges for minerals and royalties. Section 1031 defers gain on the exchange of like-kind real property held for investment. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.